that the Quran, yeah. Okay. Okay, today's part is the top heavy. It's hard at the beginning and eases off as we get to the end. Okay, I'm starting at the bottom. We're going back to Shebirchem Ben Nuri. Shebirchem Ben Nuri held that the Nivlas of Tohor doesn't need machshov against the Chachom. He had a kal v'choim. Shebirchem Ben Nuri, kal v'choim. In the Tamatum of Chamuro, Shalai b'machshovo, is that such a portion of the Kalvachom? But the way it's to be understood is like, what was the Kalvachom exactly? It means like this. The Mashur explains others. Tumo Chamura, in that sense, is Kal, meaning it's harder to have a Tumo Chamura. There are more requirements necessary for Tumo Chamura. Tumah chamur means adam v'kelim. You need an av tumah. It's more restricted. Let's put it that way. Tumah kala comes easier. You don't need an av. It's less requirements. So if tumah chamur, which generally needs more requirements, doesn't need machshava, so tumah kala, which generally has less requirements, certainly shouldn't need machshava. Okay. Amru lo, they said to him in an enigmatic answer, which we didn't understand at all. I'm going to try and figure it out. Amru lo, no. Lo, I don't like your kal v'chomer. Im amarta betuma chamura shekein eina yeredes lakach. I said toima betuma kal, it's yeredes. We don't know what the words mean. Pasha, frankly, more my eina yeredes lakach is omar rova hochi kamrilo loy im amrit betuma chamura shekein eina oise kayotze bo. Tuma chamura doesn't repeat itself. Meaning, let's say an avela touches an odom, he's metamiyit. That Odom can't be metame another Odom, because that Odom is now a Rishon. To be metame or Odom, you need a Yestis in the Nav. Taim Rebetum Akalash, Oisaka Yetzebo. That certainly does. It's right. Oichol, the Oichol goes Rishon Shainish Lishi. Now, this is against this exact opposite. They're trying to break his Kalvachoma. If anything, what's the Kalvachoma built on? That Tumah Chamur has more requirements. You're making it even more restricted. You're saying now it's restricted that it can't repeat itself. That's what he asks. If anything, this supports his kal v'chomer. Amalei abayi kol shekeinu. That supports the kal v'chomer. Umatu machamur dekilo, meaning kilo is an interesting word. I mean, it's harder to get it. It's harder to produce a tumachamur. You need more requirements to get a tumachamur. And yet, it's so tight, and yet it goes through without machshava. It's tumachal d'chmir d'oisek hayotzibo in adin shemetam shlo machshava. If anything, you strengthen the kavachom. You didn't break it. You showed another restriction in tumachamur. That's our whole point. By restricting tumachamur, that's how Rabbi Yochanan Nui got his kavachom. We've got to show somehow to break this kal v'chomer is that Tumah Chamura has less requirements in some sense. Elom Rav Sheish is hochi koma. Lo yim amrit v'tumah chamur shkenein atzricha hechsha. Okay, now you found it. You're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, that if Tumah Chamura doesn't need machshava, Tumah Kala certainly doesn't need machshava. No, hold on. Tumah Chamura doesn't need machshava. You know what? Because it doesn't need hechsha either. You see, I've got a way to show that Tumah Chamura has less requirements. And that we know, no Avatuma needs Hersha, that's ridiculous. Avatuma is Avatuma, you don't need Hersha for that. Hersha comes in into Makal always, by Oichlin. Tumah Makal is Yitzricha Hersha. Oh, now comes the Gemara. This is a very interesting halacha, and not an easy one to understand at all. It's a cause of. We said before, Lamosh, Nivla Soif Tohor doesn't need Hechsha. It was in the Braisa yesterday. What does that mean? It means like this. Nivla Soif Tohor is an Avatumah. For one Tumah and one Tumah only. Beis HaBaliyah, right? If I touch a Nivla Soif Tohor, go on, it's not Tumah. However, Nivla Soif Tohor, because it is Halacha we're going to have, it's called Sofa Latame Tumah Chamura. Anything that will eventually become an Avatumah, which is nivla soif tohor. It's an interesting thing. Right now it's laying here. It's a piece of dead meat. It's nothing. But when I put it in my beis habliyah, it becomes an avatum. It is soif letame tuma chamura. It's now tomei tuma soichle. It has a tuma kal. That means if an oichle will touch that piece of nivla soif tohor, it's tomei. It's a new halacha we're going to have. It's soif letame tuma chamura. That gives it tuma now. And it doesn't need hechsher, not an oichel in that sense, getting tumas oichel. And it doesn't even have to be touched by a sheretz. we call Hechshir Sheretz. It's automatically Tomei Atum Kal. So now you're telling me like this. What was his Kal V'Chomer? His Kal V'Chomer was that in Tuma Chamura, I'm sorry, we're breaking the Kal V'Chomer. He made a Kal V'Chomer that Tuma Chamura doesn't need Mashava. So Tuma Kal, which Tuma Kal? The Tuma Kal of Nivel Seftor, that's what we're talking about over here. It certainly doesn't need Mashava. We're telling him that's not true. The reason Tuma Chamura, or a reason possibly, that Tuma Chamura doesn't need Mashava, it's because it doesn't need Hersher. But Tumas Oichlin always needs Hersher. In fact, no, that's not true. In this case, Nivla Soif Torah doesn't need Hersher. Because this is a Soif Alatami Tumah Chamura. Umitzricha Hersher. You're right. In general, Tumah Kalani, of course. We're not supposed to go Chumash. An apple has to be Mukshir by Zayin Mashkim. It has to be touched by Shur Zgam Tomei. But not here. This is a special case. This is Nivla Torah. One of them is tricha machshava, like we said. The nivla soif tor does not need hechsher. Frank says the Gemara. So interesting thing. The Gemara thought like this: nehida hechsher sheretz lo bayu. Yeah, maybe all it does. It means it doesn't need hechsher sheretz. Meaning it's automatically tummy. It doesn't have to be touched by the sheretz. Maybe it needs, that's ridiculous. Why? Where did we get this magical din? It doesn't need Hersher from a Pasuk. The Pasuk's talking about Hersher Mayim, if anything. Why do you tell me it doesn't need Hersher Sheretz? Meaning it's Tommy before it's touched by anything. Kidatana Devei Rebbe Shmuel, we'll see in 1 minute. Hersher Mayim Loti Boy, Kidatana Devei Rebbe Shmuel, meaning this Limud of Rebbe Shmuel, which tells you it doesn't need Hersher Sheretz, it also tells you it doesn't need Hersher Mayim. You'll see, the Pasuk talks about Hersher Mayim, if anything. Let's see what he said, a very interesting Limud. The Tana Devei Rebbe Shmuel. This is the Pasuk in Chumash of Hersher, right? Any Oichel to become Tomei first has the Hersher Kabul Tumah, has to become wet with one of the Zayin Mashkim. This is the Pasuk. I'll call Zera Zerua. Asher Yizoreya, and so if you have a chiyut of mine, right? Zog de Gemara, Mazroyim. What are we talking about here that gets Hechsher? Zroyim. Mazroyim she'ain sofal letame tumachamura. Why, says Rashi? Because Oichel can never be metame in Odom. And Oichel can never be metame. Tzrichim Hechsher. That's when you need Hechsher. Af kol she'ain sofal letame tumachamura. Tzrichim Hechsher. Yotzeson Nivla Soif Tor, which is a very interesting oichel. Forget about oichel shavu. Shesofa letame tuma chamura. It is an avatuma in a certain sense, in a certain case. She'ein tzorech hechsher. That's a very important halacha. Appears in it quite a few times in Shas. And some that sofa letame tuma chamura. This is the classic example. Is automatically tome tumas oichlin without hechsher mayim and without hechsher sheretz. It's just sitting there. It has a tumas oichel. It might have gemina if an oichel touches it. If a person touches it, it won't become tomei because that's only tumas oichel. For a person to become tomei from the evidence of has to go to the base abliya. That's that thing. Okay. So now, this was a whole long discussion to explain what Rabbi Yochanan said. Don't lose the forest for the trees here. Rabbi Yochanan came over here and told us a din that ulshin shezorin metchila lebehemo. He planted Ulshin for Michael Behem. When it was Mechuber, he changed his mind and said, I'm going to eat it myself. That doesn't help. He's got to have Machshava after it's picked. Why? Because Machshava's Chibur is not a Machshava. Meaning a Machshava can only work when the thing is susceptible to Kabbalah's Tumah. Something that's Mechuber, nothing Mechuber can be Kabbalah's Tumah. So Machshava's Chibur ain't no Chibur. That means a guy's interesting din. A guy planted these endives we decided yesterday. Endives. Those ain't endives. It can be a food for animals, in which case it's not makabel tumah. It can be used for food, in which case it is makabel tumah. This guy planted it. He planted it as animal, feed, whatever you call it. As it's growing, he changes his mind, says, no, I'm going to crop it and eat it myself. It doesn't help. Because since it's mechuber, sanchayat kabbalas tumah, that machshava is a zero. If after he cuts it, he thinks it should be for first people food, then it becomes an oichel mekabel tumah. Comes Rava and says an interesting thing. Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't finish the one. So one more step. Hold on, I'm sorry. So 1 second. We're trying to. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. we're trying to break Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's Kal Vachomer. How did we break it? By saying that he made a Kal Vachomer. If Tumah Chamura doesn't need Mashova, Tumah Kal certainly doesn't need. So we told him, one second, you know why Tumah Chamura doesn't need Mashova? Because it doesn't need Hesher. Tumah Kal needs Hesher. But this Tumah Kal doesn't need Hesher. Vaita with stock. Elam Arova, Vitei Merav Pah, but the Gemara sometimes does this. Shum Tumah Chamura Boilam. Shum Tumah Kama Boilam. You're right. This particular case is different, but the Shem Tuma Chamura never needs Machshava. The Shem Tuma Kala generally does. That's the weakness. You want to make a Kal Vachomer Madoch Tuma Chmura. Doesn't need Machshava. Is Tuma Kala certainly doesn't need Machshava. Hold on, not so good. Tuma Chamura doesn't need Machshava because it never needs entrance. It's out of the entrance ballpark. Tuma Kala generally does need that. This specific case doesn't. You're right. But generally, Shum, what they call the Shem Tuma Kala, doesn't need Mashova, so that breaks the Kal Vachomer. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan's din. Comes Rava and says a very interesting split in Rabbi Yochanan. This idea that Mashova can determine what's going on, in other words, a thing like Ulshin, it's an interesting problem over here. You have something that could go either way. As a matter of fact, Taisa says later, earlier, that the stoma is, it's both. It's an indeterminate type of thing. Its nature is determined by what you want. If you decide you're going to eat it, it's a Michael log, right? If you decide you're going to use it for feed, then it's a Michael behem. So one nafkamina is tumah. That's what we discussed. A Michael lodem is makabel tumah. A Michael behem is not. There's another nafkamina. Maisris, is that thing chayiv in maisris? There's no tree of mice on Michael oy behem. So it'll be the same problem over there. What'll be a guy plants ulshin for what do you call it? Metchila lebein, right? Then when it's mechuber, he changes his mind and decides he's going to eat it. The same question: is it chayim and maisus or not? Does his machshava work? So Rabbi Yochanan told us that lagabe tuma and taira, his machshava b'mechuber does not work. Says Rava, but lagabi meiser, it will work. Omar Rava umoide Reb Yochanan. Even Reb Yochanan, who told us that Machsheves Chibur is eino Machshava lagabi tumo, but is moide linyan meiser the Machsheves Chibur shmo Machshava. Meaning, you planted the ulshin for behema food. As it's growing, you decided you're going to eat it. When you pick it, you have to take meisers, even though you didn't think anything after you picked it. Because your machsheves odom b'chmechuber works lamais. Amar Rava, no, I mean, where'd I get that from? Did not. We have a Mishnah in Maisers. Okay. Hasiya v'ezev akurnas. It's different types of... Say grass is mint. I think hasiya is a mint, I think. The others, I don't know what they are exactly. But again, there are things that can go either way. Shebachotzer was growing in a chotzer. Im hoyu nishmorim chayovim. They're having English words for it.
Right. The things penny roll, hyssop, and savor.
Okay, very good. Yeah, now I know what it is. But Rashi, okay, I don't know. Rashi says on Siya Fulio, this guy on the side says Sug Shel Nano. Nano's a mint, but okay, I don't know if this guy knows necessarily what he's talking about either, but okay, whatever. Okay, whatever. But the main point is there are things also that are up for grabs. Now, what the Mishnah say? Im hoyu nishmorim Chayovim. Understood the Gemara. What do you mean nishmorim? Meaning, you're keeping it for yourself. You made it into a food. Franklin, what's the case over here? Hey chedomi, what he planted for? Hey chedomi, ilay medizarinu metchila liyodom. He planted it to be food. Tzricha lemeima. Then you have to tell me it's chayiv ma'aser b'shei b'doch. It's food. Ella, what's it talking about? Exactly your case. Ella lab dizarinu metchila lebehema. He can manage the case of Rabbi Yochanan. He planted it to be feed. Uktani, yet it says, Imhoyu nishmorim chayovim, meaning along the way he changed his mind and he's now protecting it because he wants to eat it. Says it's chayiv and meiser. You see that the machsheves chibur, machsheves mechuber, works for meiser. Zog di gemar, that's nishkin raya. You may be right, but it's not a raya from the Mishnah. Omer Ravashi, Hocha b'chotzer she'olam elein askin. We're not talking about anything that was planted b'chlal. We're talking about something that grew by itself in a chotzer. We're trying to point out why chotzer, because usually people planted in a gina, not in a chotzer. Chotzer is like what we call a front yard. It wasn't a place for vegetables or spices or that. So this stuff grew up by it sprouted somewhere. It fell or whatever. It grew by itself. What's the din of such a thing? Ustama l'adam kaimi. The stomach is the adam kaimi. It's nothing to do with that problem. What did Mishnah mean in nishmarim? Not if it's nishmar like we had before. Nishmar lafuke hefker. That's what we're saying. If it's in a chotzer that has a fence, so it's not hefker, you chayev. If not, it's not. That's our regular din. Hefker is part of the ma'amaisus. V'holchikom. Im ha'chotzer mishameres peroseo. Meaning it watch it, meaning it's not hefker. Chayovim. The imlav turim. So you have no right. I'm just not talking about that at all. That stuff is a standard food. Nishmor means the question. It grew by itself in an open field. Depends if the field has a basic closing, so it's not hefker. It's not hefker. Then it's chayv emaisis. If it's hefker, it's hefker. Okay. Oh. But we're not rejecting Rava. We say he has no mocker in the mission. Now we ask a kash on him. Mosiv Ravashi. Now comes out according to Rava into Sant Nazach. Take these ulshin here. These ulshin, I planted it for behema food. As they were growing, I changed my mind and say, I'm going to eat it. What is the din of those ulshin? Legabe tumo, they're not makabel tumo, because that's a b'yoichanon. Machshev eschiba doesn't work. Mais was dechayiv, because Rova claims, a b'yoichan holds, that lemais is work. So I now have an interesting creature here. It has no tumas oichlin, but it's chayiv and maisa. That's against the Mishnah we learned yesterday. The Mishnah said, "Kol shechayiv b'maisa smetami tumas oichlan." That's going to be the kash on Rovo. You just created a case that is not tumi tumas oichlan because the machshava doesn't work. But it is chayiv and maisa because legabe maisa you claim the machshava does work. So I now have this ulshin, these endives that are not mekabel tumas oichlin and are chayiv and maisa. The Mishnah says anything that's chayiv and maisa is metamit tumas oichlin. Those are the kasha of Rava. Mosif Ravashi kol shechayovin b'maisris metamit tumas oichlin. Any that's chayiv and maisa is tamit tumas oichlin. V'isa, if you are right, Rava, that Rabbi Yochanan, who said legabe tumah the machshava doesn't work, admits that legabe meiser it does work. Ha'ika hani these ulshin that you planted for behema, and then you changed your mind. The chayovim be'meiser ve'metamen tumas oichlin. I have a counter example to the Mishnah. Omar Rava, as the Gemara will often do, the Mishnah didn't mean every single piece of bean that's chayiv is chayiv meiser. It means the min. Any min that's mekabel tumas oichlin, that min is chayiv and maaser. Tomatoes, you know what I mean? But there could be specific flukes where for some reason sometimes tumas oichlin. Omar Rava Hochikoma, kol min shechayiv b'maaser, metame tumas oichlin. Rochin ami mistaber, and I'll prove to you that the Mishnah is not talking about specifics, but about types. Midiktoni, save it, the next Mishnah, we didn't have it, it's the next Mishnah on the base. Kol shechayiv, we'll learn it right now, so we'll save 3 seconds later. Kol shechayiv b'reishis hagez. Reishis hagez comes off of what? Sheep, right? Chayiv b'matonis. Matonis is rolo chayim v'kevas. This week's parasha. He got it as a reward for knocking out Zimri and Cosby. That comes on bok of its son. Any animals. So anything that's chayiv in reishis hagez, meaning sheep, is chayiv b'matonis. But yesh chayiv b'matonis, v'in chayiv reishis hagez. Versteitza, a cow is chayiv zoyl chayiv v'kevas. Not chayiv reishis hagez. Hotch can gez anyway. Oh, now, if you, v'im isa, if you learn the Mishnah, that it means every specific case, meaning any case that's chayiv in reish hagez, gomi chayiv matonis, that's not true. Ho'ika treifa. What if you have a sheep that's treifa? Chayiv is bereish hagez, v'in a chayiv is b'matonis. It's a sifri. A treifa is not chayiv b'matonis. Me'ei zoif ha'zevach lo'itz sa treifa. Reish hagez pasa chayiv in treifas. So, the Mishnah says anything that's chayiv reish hagez, it's chayiv matonis, but treif is chayiv reish hagez, pot matonis. The teretz is the Mishnah talking about the min, like I said. So Gemara, that's no raya. Omer Ravina, Homani Reb Shimini. Could be this Mishnah is Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon happens to hold that reish hagez is part of, from treif is part of reish hagez also. So there is no counter example. That non Reb Shimon poitis a treif from reish hagez. So again, Rav is answering the Mishnah is talking about the type, not specific cases. He tried to prove it from Reish Hagez. Zog de Gemara, right? It's no proof. But Rav is still been Mekoymai. We're sticking with him, and the Mishnah will be Min. Now the Gemara will prove that we're talking about Min. Why? Toshma. I'm sorry. Omer Sini Barashi Toshma proof to you the Mishnah means min. Why? Because the next Mishnah we had yesterday was anything that's chayiv in peya is chayiv in maisus. So we had yesterday. V'yesh chayiv in maisus ain't chayiv in peya because peya there's no peya on teena a machnis lekiyum and lekitos keachas yirokis. But anything that's chayiv in peya is zicha chayiv in maisus. I'll show you a case that's chayiv in peya and that's not chayiv in maisus. So I'll show you counting the territories of the Mishnah about the type, the min, apples are chayiv in peya. This is a very interesting case. It's in Boba Kam. It appears in a few cases of interesting in the din. Hamafkir is karmo. A guy, he owns whatever it is, a field. He's mafkir it. Very good. Ishkin baboike, he comes home at night. His wife says, "You're crazy. You just gave away our whole, you know what I mean? That's the kid's education, you know what I mean? And the sixth chassan, what are you, nuts? Baboike botzro. Wakes up in the morning, takes it right back. It pulls it right back. So that's an interesting zach. It was hefker. For a few minutes. What's it did? Now, if you learn Zerom, you know, Hefker's potter min amaisis, Hefker's potter for matnas aniyim, too. I only picks up and up some Hefker, he doesn't have to, there's no like a shikha pay on that. What's it did in this case? It's a quasi Hefker. It was Hefker, but it didn't last very long. Chayiv beperet u beoilos u beshikru bepeya u potter min amaisis. Potter ben amayis, because Hefker is potter ben amayis. Why is it chayiv and matnes anim? The Gemara has tazov yisera. There's an extra tazov. In every one of the matnes anim, it says twice tazov. So the tazov yisera is, now, standard Hefker, that's a mission and pay it. The last mission, the first prayer of pay it. As the mayis apartis from matnes anim. But this kind of Hefker, an in and out job, Tazov Yisair is chayiv. So this thing, this kerem is chayiv and peya, potem in a maizr. And the Mishnah says everything that's chayiv and peya is chayiv and maizr is. Vanantanan kol shechayiv and peya, chayiv and maizr is. Teretz says the Mishnah must be talking about the min, not about specific cases. Elolav shmamino, min kotoni, shmamino. So Rava is doable. Rava who claims that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Machsheves Chibur is a Machshava Lagabe Mais. It could be, even though you'll have these Ulshin that are now not Matame Tumas Eichlan, but Achayim Mais is against the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about specific cases. Okay, if anybody has an historical bent, there's a very interesting thing here. Mosif Ravashi. Who's Ravashi asking on? Rava. Zokti Rashi goes out of his way to Mosif Ravashi Li Rava. It sounds like Ravashi asks Rava. Then he seems to answer him. Omar Rava. Seems to be a conversation going on here between Rava and Ravashi. The Gemara Kedushin says that Ravashi was born on the day that Rava died. I ain't. Maratzchai is the busy here. Something interesting going on over here. Okay. Tanan Hosel. Amishnim Pei. Moidim Chachomim L'Rakivo. The previous Mishnah says, there's a machlokes rabbonon tanakam le rakivo. If a person is menamer sodeyu, nima means spotted, correct. Yeah, like the spotted sheep. That's what he had a field like this. Not all of it was ripe. So he has no time to wait. He collected the ripe parts and his field remained spotted. There's a rain like this. Now, a month later, he's going to pick up the rest of it. Is that treated as one field, Lagabe Peya? Or no, since now you have empty spots, it's separate. That's Machlokes Tanakam mit Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, but Moidim Chachomim le Rabbi Akiva. The Chachomim said it's one field. Rabbi Akiva said each patch is a separate field. But Moidim Chachomim le Rabbi Akiva, Bezorea Sheves, Ochardel, Bishnaim Ushloisha Mekoimis. They used to plant it that way, not in Aruga, in little pieces. Here, it's considered separate fields. Okay? Now, that's not our problem. Our problem is that Lamaisi, you see from this Mishnah, that Sheves is Chayiv and Peya. That's what we want. Now, what is Sheves? The Teferis Yisrael in Peya says that Sheves is Dil Kreut. What do they have for it?
Dil.
Okay, very good. Chardel is mustard seed. Okay. Whatever state a Sheves is Chayiv and Peya. Now, Sheves is a spice. Sheves is not eaten. Kipshuta. Sheves is put into something to give it flavor. So now, we're almost opening an interesting thing. A thing like that, is it chayiv and pay or not? It's not a food in itself. Well, it's busy always with tavlim, psalm. They're not foods in and of themselves. Nobody sits down and eats dill. So today, you never know, it might start outside. But in the Gemara's time, they didn't. It's like pepper. Oh, he sits down, eats pepper. You use it to flavor your food. Is it an oichel? Isn't it? Gabi hadal aloch, we have it. Dosh deita mishnah, that's a food, that's the time avida we call, meaning it's used to flavor something, it's chayiv and peyah. Zog de Gemara. Now, let's go slow. Now we have a chain. With the Mishnayos we've learned, we now have a chain. Because since it's chayiv and peyah, we know it's chayiv and maisus. That's this mishnah. The previous any chayiv and maisus is metamet tumas oichel. We now can deduce that sheves, meaning something that's not a food, but is used as a spice or a flavoring, is mekabel tumas oichel. Right? It's very simple. A is B, B to C. For sheves, the mechayev bepeyah, mechayev bemaisa. Why? We just had a mishnah. This land called shechayev bepeyah, at least in the min, chayev bemaisa. No, umen chayev bemaisa, metamet tumas oichel. That's the previous mishnah. Anything chayev bemaisa, metamet tumas oichel. Very good. Alma, what do we see from that? Kol mili de ovid l'taimo, anything that's not eaten in itself, but it's ovid l'taimo. Rashi, l'masa kakedera, to flavor, to season the pot, metame tu masaychlin. Why? The high sheves l'taimo avida. Okay, so we now have that avida l'taimo is makabel tu masaychlin. We're going to show you a mission that says the opposite. Very many. Uktsin, a mission in uktsin. Hakoisht, hachimum, Rosh Psomim, Ve'atiyo. Rashi claims Tiyo is what we had before. Siyo. What did you say it was? Hyssop? No, the other one.
Petty roll.
Good. Vachiltis, Psashopza, Pilpul and Pepper. Vachalas Charia. Again, they're all. Okay, most of them are things that are used for flavoring. Now, what's the din here? Nikhin Bekesef Maiser, Vein Mitamin Tumasoichon Divre Bakiva. Nikhin Bekesef Maiser means what? I have Maiser Shani. I can't schlep it to Yerushalayim. What do? I change it in, I trade it for money, I take the money to Shalayim, and prime case is I should buy behemoths for Shlomim. However, I can buy anything that's an oichel. Pre-mi-pre, gedule karka. That's be gedule karka. That's be pre-mi-pre. Meaning it has to come one from the other, as opposed to water, lamazon. It has to be something that comes from something else, whatever it is, but it has to be an oichel. So Rakiv is saying another enigmatic statement here. Is he treating this stuff as oichlin or not? On one hand, he says it's nikah bekesef maisa. That would mean he's treating it as an oichel. On the other hand, he says it's not metamet tumas oichel. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asked him right away. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I don't understand you, Rabbi Akiva. Im nikah bekesef maisa, meaning you're treating it as an oichel, mipnei ma'in metamet tumas oichel. So why shouldn't have tumas oichlin? You're treating it not as an oichel, afheim lo yilokhu because of maise. I don't understand what you said here, Rabbi Akiva. Okay, v'omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, nimnu v'gomer, they sat down and they decided, meaning everybody agreed, shein, they are not oichlin. Shein nikhim because of maise, vein mitam into mas oichlin. Whatever it is, what was the maskonas hadvorim over there? There's no tumas oichlin on these things, correct? Now, what do you got in here? In this list over here, you've got things that are l'tayma avidi. Pilpul in Rashi says, karachoim, there are things in this list, chalas chariah, Rashi says it's karachoim, those things are used as spices. So dosh teita mishnah, the things that are used to season something, to flavor, are not makabel tumas oichel. We just proved that since sheves is chayiv and peyah, we have a mishnah, it's chayiv and maisa. Since it's chayiv and maise, it's metamet tumas oichel. Sheves is also dova shavida l'taimu. Have a clear theory here. Something that's not a food in and of itself. It's used to season, to flavor the pot. In sheves state, it's mekabel tumas oichel. When in this long mishnah, chalas chari, whatever, the pilpul in state, it's not mekabel tumas oichel. Zog de Gemara. Omer Rav Chisda, ki tanya, we're not talking about stam sheves. Stam sheves, the spice, would not be mekabel tumas oichel. We are talking b'sheves asuya l'kemach, which means, let's look at Rashi over there, l'kemach, they have an English word for kemach, it's a mush, a mixture. No, okay. The koichin oise, you smash it, v'noisin oise b'kutach, kutach was this yogurt type thing they used to have, v'ikro sheves, v'toichem adbilin kol oichel, the high lav l'taymo ovid, the have a ikr. That's really not just a spice. That's the ikar of this yogurt mix is the sheves, and you dip food in it, that's called you're eating it. That's not like you shake pepper or salt into your cholent pot and you flavor. That's a different story. Enuchanami, Shevis like that won't be makabel tumah. But Shevis, it's a suya lekmach. Come on, had it. They have the dots on that word. I know what the word is.
Chomoch.
I missed all three of my possibilities. Okay. 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 Now, Omer Ravashi, I'll tell you even more. I'm reading Lishmaitzi. I said to Rav Kahana, lo taim v'shevas asuya lekomoch. It doesn't have to be made special for komach. That's how it sounds from the way Reb Chisda put it. Standard Shevis is a spice. If it was made special to get into this yogurt mix, then it's not. He says, that's not true. Don't understand it that way. It has to be made special for the Kom. But Stomas L'Gdeiro, Elastam Shevis L'Komach Hasuya. The assumption in Shevis is going to be this. How do I know that? Vaita Mishnah. That not Hasheves once it was put in and it gave its time, so now that the stalk of Shevis that's left is nothing because it's wiped out. Once it gives out its time, it's wiped out. Then it is no trumas nachayv and betam tumas soichel. Ho ad sheloy nos natam bigdeira till it loses its koiches. Yesh bo mishum truma umetam tumas soichel. Now which Shevis is that talking about? According to us, that has to be the Komach one, because the other one is never makabel to masoichle. V'isal kedait stomel gdeira kilonos the nami stomel gdeira elav shmamino stomel komach asuy shmamino. You see from there that Stam Shevis is understood to be the stuff that's headed for the Komach. It is makabel to masoichle, but at first, once it's used out and it's just like a dry stalk, then it's not going to come to masoichle. It's nothing anymore. Okay. All right, now it's sloping down. Kol shechayi bereishis hagez that we had chayi matonis, because sheep is chayi bereishis hagez. It's chavara chayi matonis, but yesh chayi matonis. Ben chayi bereishis hagez. Boker. Okay. Kol sheyesh lo biyut. Now shmita the kama halachas. That's dusha shviyas. You have to be mafker it. You can't use it for business. Kama halachas. Then there's a thing called biyut. Biyut means at a certain time in a season, you got to get it out of your house. Machloikis, you have to destroy it, but you got to get it out of your house. That's called biur. When is that time? Shekola lachaya minasoda. When there's no more left growing on the field, like towards the winter, every species has its time. At that point, there's mana biur. Not everything has biur. Kol shi yeshlo biur, yeshlo shvius. If it has the din biur, it has kedusha shvius, of course. But yeshi yeshlo shvius, the ain lo biur. What would that be? That's a something that lasts through the whole winter. We'll see, we have certain vegetables or things like that that last through the winter. So there's no beer because there's just no practice. There's no time of kolo lechayim and asoda. You can find it on the field. It's right through the winter. So that will have kedusha shviyas, but it won't have beer because there's no time to make the beer. It just never comes. Obviously, anything that has a chiyah beer, of course, has kedusha shviyas. Kigoin, what's an example of something that's shviyas and everything, but there's no beer? Kigoin. Oh, now, the kigon is a kam. We're now quoting a Mishnah. Olo haluf shoita, the leaf of the luf shoita. What do they got for luf shoita there?
Wild luf.
Very good. V'hadandono. I have no idea.
Mint leaf.
Oh, dandono is a mint. Aha, okay. Yesh. Yesh. I'm sorry, that's like a continuation of the previous Mishnah. That's yesh vias and yesh beer. Because the leaf of the luf shoita and the dandono will at certain points stop being there, so you have mechuyev and biur. But continues the Mishnah, yesh sheyesh lo shviyas ve'ein lo biur, that's the ikur haluf shoita, the root, that part that's in the ground, root. Ve'ikur hadandono, they have no biur. That's the example for Ami. Why? Dichsiv lebehem techo v'lachaya shebaratzecho, learned from there to Gemara, calls man shechayo chelos minasode, calls man it's there in the field for the animals. After Michael lebehem to chobabais, you can continue using it in your house. Call lachayim minasode, call lebehem to chobabais. Once it's called lachayim minasode, you got to get out of your house. That's what we call biur. Vehani, the ikar of the luf shoyt, and the ikar of the dandono is lo kol lohu. It'll never come to time because they apparently live through the winter. Perennial, what do you call it? Those things that don't get knocked out in the winter. Okay. Okay, fish. We went to the world of fish. Okay, we know that fish, there's two simonim for kosher of fish. Snapir and kaskeses. Snapir the fin, and kaskeses are the scales. It says the Mishnah, most interesting thing. That's a fact. If there are scales, there's a fin. You don't have to check. A fish that has kaskeses, how does snapir? Gendit. Yesh lo snapir, v'ein lo kaskeses. There are fish that have a snapir. That means you have a fish, and somebody cleaned it out and shows, oh, it's the fin. That doesn't mean it's kosher. Doesn't mean it has kaskeses. Mashenkein, if you have a half a fish and you see kaskeses, you know it's a kosher of fish. Good. New thing. Kosher yesh lo karnayim, horns, yesh lo tlafayim. You can assume it has split hooves. That's an interesting thing. The Gemara Chulin and Altrev goes in. There definitely are animals with horns that don't have split hooves. Don't make any mistake about it. There definitely are. The Gemara goes into Altrev's got different. It means a certain type of horns. I mean, that would be much too wide a statement. There certainly are animals that have horns that do not have a kosher. But in this type of karayim, we don't get into that's a sugin el treifis, so you don't have to check for the kosher hooves. Okay, that's poshut. You certainly have animals that have split hooves that don't have horns. I mean, a cow, for instance. Okay, anyway, now let's go back to kaskesis over here. What? Cows don't have horns. The males do, the females don't. You know. Sheep have horns, I think. Goats have horns, sheep only. Okay, anyway, they look at El Trafus there. Anyone goes to this type of sheep, that type of goat, this type of horn, coming as Achen over there. Anyway, now, comes out a very interesting thing over here. If you stop to think about it now, you're telling me essentially that snapir is irrelevant. If the fish has kaskes, it's a kosher of fish. Yeah, you have to know more than that? No. If it has snapir, you don't know. What did the Torah have to say snapir for? Let the Torah just say, that's kaskes. It's completely irrelevant to snapir. I mean, if it has a kaskes, I know it has a snapir. If it has a snapir, I don't know nothing. So basically, you're telling me if a fish has scales, it's kosher. If not, it's not. So what did the Torah say snapir for? Kol she yesh lo kaskeses, doctor. If it has a kaskes, a kosher of fish. Yesh, she yesh lo snapir, me lo kaskeses, could be doctome. So michle anana kaskeses, abchine. At the end of the day, what do we got to know? Does it have scales or not? It's snapping the cause of Rachman. What's that become a snapping for? It's irrelevant. It's partially irrelevant. Says the more interesting thing. You're a smart guy. The Torah said snapir. It means a fin. The Torah said kaskeses. It means scale. So now you know. And I'm telling you, everything depends on scales. That's because you know what kaskeses is. Zog the Gemara. What do you want? The Torah should only say kaskeses. You would have thought kaskeses means the fin. Ilakos of Rachmona snap here. Havamina my kaskeses exib snap here. I would have thought that the word kaskeses means a fin. I never would have been machshir fish with fins. Vafil daktome. Ilakos of Rachmona snap here vikaskeses. So since it says snap here, which is the fin, I now know that the kaskeses. Frank Dimar said, excuse me, now that it says both, how do you know kaskeses means scales? Tell me. You looked in the art school, Gemara, and given an art school. What did they do then? How'd they know it? Zog the Gemara, Apostle in Tanakh. Vahashtu, that's a bigger Kiddush, they knew Tanakh. Okay. Vahashtu, the cause of Rachmona snapi, vikaskes menon, kaskeses, levushu. Levushu means the, meaning like an armor, because scales are like an armor on the fish. So now it says both. How do you know that's what it means? The terrace is you're lying on the posuk by Golias. Golias came in armor. What's they thought in the Syrian kaskas? The Syrian kaskas means wearing an armor. So you see kaskas is not the fin, but the scales. If you see a kaskas, mulovish. No, Frank, the Gemara, Eba, say, I'm back where we started. V'lichtoi v'rachmona kaskes l'boi snapper. You told me before, because if it only said kaskes, you can stop. I have the same way I know it now, because I have the posuk by Goliath. I know it as I know it now. Right? That's not a sufficient terrace. I would have figured out kaskes as... Anyway, so Frank's, it's a good takashi, you know. You're telling me that you know kaskes because of the posuk in by David and Goliath. What they do till then? What they do till that pasuk was written? Says Tyson, it means obviously they had a Kabbalah that kaskeses meant kaskeses. Okay, anyway. Omer Rebbe Abo, the Gemara has no answer. That's really rare that the Gemara should do that. In other words, they know Chanami. I could have figured it out with the word snapper. I could have lived without the word snapper. It's like an added way to tell me kaskeses means kaskeses. Okay.
Doesn't this go Woo. Against all of Shas? Every word and every letter that's extra, you learn something out, and it doesn't just say things for no reason?
I'm with you. I don't know. The Gemara says it, probably says it three times in Shas only, but the Gemara does say it in various places. I don't have any answer. Kol haton brocha l'achrov, ton brocha l'fonav. Anything that needs a noch brocha, needs a brocha before. V'yesh haton brocha l'fonav, there are things that need a bracha before. Ve'intun bracha la'achrut. La'suye mai. What is that that needs a bracha before and not a bracha after? So I'm going to la'suye yerek. And then the ketzan mevorchim. The ganze machloik is over there. If you make burn nefashis on everything. There's a man d'omer that on yerek you don't make burn nefashis. You don't make any after bracha. Then there's a man d'omer you make on yerek, but you don't make on mayim. Now we hold you make burn nefashis on everything. So the Gemara says, Yerek is a thing that you make a bracha before, you gotta make bracha doma, but you do not make a bracha achor. Frank, the Gemara will Rabbi Yitzchok the Mevarech HaYerek, he makes burn nefesh on Yerek. Lasuyemai, what's the Mishnah talking about? Where's your example of something that has a bracha before, not after? Lasuyemai. Because he holds that a mayim, you don't make a burn nefesh. Ularaf Papa, which is the way we hold, the Mevarech HaMayel Lasuyemai. Basically means we make a burn nefesh on everything, you mean? So where's your thing that needs a bracha before and not after? Lasuye mitzvahs. Interesting. Mitzvahs. Hashem Yitzchok says of Sivanah, we don't make a bracha after the mitzvah. Frank the Gemara, not so fast. There is a bracha after mitzvahs. B'nei Marovo, the Yerushalayim Yidin, the Mevarchei bosses, the Sliku Tefillayu, they would make a bracha when they took off their tefillin. Hashem Yitzchok b'mitzvahsa v'tzivonu lishmar chukov. Because lishma from the word chukah, shamarta sachukah zos lemaadim yom yomim, they learned that laila lazman tefillin. You're not allowed to have your tefillin on at night. So the way they most rishonim learned, when they took off the tefillin before shkia, they would make a brach. Now the truth is, Taisus the Rosh, most rishonim hold that's the only time they made it. They didn't bake it after they put on the tzitzis. So Mer could have answered lasuya all the other mitzvahs. But the one wants to keep it clean without getting chalukim. Lasuya mai, lasuya richni. Reyach is an interesting thing. Reyach, you make a bracha before. Bari mine besomim, bari atze besomim, whatever it is over there. Yisvei besomim. But there's no noch bracha on reyach. Interesting thing. It's a brichas hanenen. It's an interesting thing. It's a brichas hanenen. Just like achilo. Kol anshom et al ko al uko. But there's no bracha afterward. And that's what the Mishnah means. Call it Tom Brocha Lefonov, Tom Brocha Leachrov. But Yesh, Shetom Brocha Leachrov, I'm sorry, Yesh, Shetom Brocha, I'm sorry, the other way. Call it Tom Brocha Leachrov, Tom Brocha Lefonov. Anything with a Noch Brocha will have a Brocha before. And there are certain things that there's a Brocha before that don't have a Brocha after. What is that Reyach? Why is that Taka? Why is there no Noch Brocha on Reyach? Zokt Rashi, Tap Rashi Richni, Mivorchim Alay Boreat Sipsomim, Ve'intom Brocha Leachrov, Dehano mu'etasi. He's talking the most important, the Bach, the Levush, the Taz. Rashi means, doesn't mean it's little. That's a strange thing. Because, I mean, it could mean it's less than a shir, it could mean that. But the way they understand means like this. Achilo, after you eat it, it's still there, b'meyov. There's still something there to make a broch achroina on. And Lamarshal, what if you wait 72 minutes after you eat? Yitaka, don't make a bracha achroina. After equal, after complete digestion, you blew it. You can't make a bracha achroina. Reya, that's right. There's nothing there. When you smell a flavor, an aroma, that's it. There's nothing left. It's like after equal in achila. That's how they understand Rashi means mu'etas, meaning it's mu'etas. It's quick. It's mitzvah is not hanoga. Mitzvah is not a bracha hanoga. No, it's a different thing. It's not a bracha hanoga. It could be, but I'm saying most posts don't learn that way. It could be. But that wouldn't be an answer, because then they could have just answered posts with a shir. You know what I mean? The Gemara's looking for an example of something that has a bracha before. So the Gemara says posts with a shir. Let the Gemara say posts with a shir. Because like we said, Pashas, we're going in a min. We're going in the type. We're not going in shur Pashas. If all I meant is posts with a shir, the Gemara could have answered posts with a shir. I assume that's why they don't want to learn it that way. But the Bach, the Lavush, the Taz, the Mogan Ram, they all go, that's what Rashi meant. It's as if after